Suffering from seasonal irritants? As the pollen count rises, support your immune system with Quiksilver Scientific Cystaid, a targeted blend of nutrients and botanicals designed to help maintain healthy histamine balance and everyday comfort. Quiksilver Scientific Cystaid works with your body's natural response to seasonal environmental challenges, so you can feel your best all season long. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Interstate Batteries offers a wide variety of batteries for your everyday needs. Stop into one of their thousands of retail locations and talk with a battery specialist about batteries for your truck, trail cameras, and even those weird batteries for your rangefinder. Interstate Batteries even offers cell phone repair in certain locations. For more information, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Powerful doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So the moment Total Wireless offers a free Samsung S25 FE with Galaxy AI, when you switch to the Total 5G or 5G Plus Unlimited 3-month plan, you take the network as powerful as you, with unlimited 5G data that won't slow you down. Now that's a total power move. Visit your neighborhood Total Wireless store. Device taxes and fees may apply. Requires new activation on a Total 5G unlimited 3-month plan or higher. External port in and ID verification. Available only in Total Wireless stores. Limit to 4 devices per account.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be talking with Aaron Amber from Tua gear, to a hunting gear. And it's a brand new clothing company, right? There's a lot of them that have come out within the past 5 years, and here's another one. Got to give everybody a shot, right? So Aaron hops on. I believe he's like, I forget what his title is, but he's like a product developer. I think he might be the president of the company too. But anyway, he's deeply involved in all the decision-making that comes through every piece of apparel that they design and sell. And so just like every episode, right, I got to ask him the company history, got to ask him the materials, why they decided to come out with a Western-themed lineup before a whitetail-themed lineup. Talk to them about their camo patterns, talk to them about, you know, why they decide to come out with specific pieces of apparel in that order, right? And why, the whys behind that. So just like every hunting gear podcast where I talk with the manufacturer, I really like to break it down. I really like to, you know, ask a lot of detailed questions about the process of manufacturing, the material they use, whether that's a broadhead or some clothing, socks, boots, whatever. And then, you know, what their future plans are for the company, right? Because a lot of times what you're seeing is a company comes out with a specific product, but then they expand into a whole bunch of different products that sell, right? And a lot of it has to do with marketing. A lot of it has to do with market share and promotions and who they get to help promote their products. So it's a really interesting episode. I know you guys are going to enjoy it, especially if you're a gear nut. Got to do a commercial now, and that commercial is for Code Blue Sense. Go visit CodeBlueSense.com, where you will find everything you need for your scent elimination products. You know, they have sprays, they have laundry detergents, they have deodorants, they have wipes that you can wipe your skin down, everything that you need to help stay scent free. And then on top of that, they have all the other fun scents too, like your synthetic deer urine, your real deer urine. They have tarsal glands, they have the orbital gland scent that comes in the rope-a-dope package. And so what you're getting there is just a full lineup of scents and scent elimination products. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for all your needs. CodeBlueSense.com. I do have a discount code, NFC20. Man, I cannot wait. I have a tree, and in front of the tree is two mock scrapes that I have that I've made. And so I'm hoping that they have visited those, they're active, and that as soon as I get there and sit in that tree, they're going to come start checking those scrapes. So that's the goal anyway. Other than that, let's get into today's episode with Aaron Amber of Tua Gear. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hunting Gear Podcast. My name's Dan Johnson, and today we are joined by Aaron Amber of Tua Gear. Aaron, man, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Glad to spend some time with you this morning and talk all about Tua Gear. So yeah. Look forward to our conversation and the windy path of the fall and the journey of our company. So
yeah, there you go. How has your fall been this year? Have you been out and done any hunting yet?
Well, you know, I did. I got back. I went out the third week of September, and I grew up on a farm and ranch in South Dakota. So one of my deepest passions has been chasing the pronghorn antelope during the rut, and typically that's like the third week of September, actually about the same time you exactly want to be in the elk woods. Yeah. So I didn't have an elk tag this year, so I headed out to western South Dakota and saw some family and drug my dad along, and he was doing a little deer hunting in the morning, then we'd go chase a bunch of pronghorns. Actually, not a bunch of pronghorns because it was really tough this year, and so I was out doing some deer testing and bringing cactus back to back home and having my lunch served to me. So it was a great hunt, though. I love the Western Plains.
Oh, yeah.
Love the demands, and I love the grit that it requires. And you know, it's been decimated the last winter by the you know, a lot of pronghorn die-off. So it was a tough hunt. Probably drove around 98% of the time and hunted 2% of the time, just getting public land and trying to find goats.
Yeah, man. I will say this. I love Colorado. I've been to Wyoming. I love, like, love it out there. But there's something about the plains that I absolutely have fallen in love with, specifically Western South Dakota. And in 3 weeks, I'll be heading out there trying to chase some mule deer. So I absolutely love it out there. I've been going there for, 6 years now or something like that. So
yeah,
love it out there, man.
I think 2 years ago, I think it was two years ago when you were out there, and it was a heck of a trip. I mean, you just remember the highs and lows, and you out there beating it. I think I got my facts right. Maybe it was last year, but you've been beating it pretty hard out there. And doing it, you know, doing it the public land way. And it's a lot of walking acres, a lot of BLM, but as you know, it's still tough to get on critters.
Yeah. I've been beating the land, and the land has been beating me, is what I feel like. I'll tell you this. Here is where I'm at. Can find them in a spotter. Right, I can sit on a ridge. I can find them in a spotter. I can even start to get a little closer and find them there. But when we're closing in on that last 500 yards, I am still so green where I'm creeping up. Like I lost them. I'm creeping up into this drainage where I last seen them, and then all of a sudden I see a group of does or a lone doe staring right at me. She bounces off, and then the rest of the drainage blows out, and I'm just like, gotta start over.
Yeah. So. Well, and it's tough, as you know, when you're out there trying to pick some graphical spots where, you know, you start taking off on your stock. You're like, well, I know where that little ridge is or that dark weed. And as you know, it from glassing at high areas, it looks like there's nothing there, right?
Right.
And then you see like it's kind of a little drainage, a little low spot, and then you get down in there, and then it's like, oh my gosh, there's way more undulations in this piece than I think. And then you're like, I still think I got the right direction, and to your point, and then you might find a landmine along the way that you didn't see through your glasses. So it's definitely trying, but I love it. I just love the grit, and it's tough. But you do anything in the Western Plains and spot and stock or decoy or whatever, it certainly puts a beating on your body.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm getting older, right? I turned 43 in November, and I think within the next 7 years, I'm going to try to check off as many of the big physically demanding hunts as I possibly can, because I honestly don't know how my knees are going to react to getting older. I know I need a knee replacement already. It's just that right now I'm masking it with steroid shots, or, you know, like cortisone shots and things like that. So the joys of getting old, right?
Yeah, I'm a little bit ahead of you, and I worry as well. I've been putting in for really tough tags for the last 20 years, and I have, you know, 19 to 22 years of preferences for sheep and mountain goat and moose, and I'm a little worried myself because I'm in the 50s now, and I wish I was in the 40s because I know at some point I'm gonna draw those tags, and it's physically demanding. Even my little pronghorn antelope hunt, I was like, damn, I'm too old for this shit. You know, it's like, gosh dang, it's tough. But I'm a smarter hunter today than I was when I was 20 years younger, you know.
Yeah, that's a fact. All right, 2-0 gear. 2-0 gear, right? That's how it's pronounced.
2-0.
T-U-O gear. And you guys are fairly new, correct? When did your company launch?
Yeah, we launched this fall, so fall of 23. So I would tell you the idea of 2-0 started probably about 4 years ago. And we have a ton of background in product development, soft goods development, and we really saw a niche, if you will, in the marketplace that we wanted to take the handcuffs off and do something and create a solution, if you will, for that Western hunter. And we believe that we had a lot of experience and, you know, over 100 years of experience, and we're really good at fabrications and fit. And, you know, we're all users. I mean, I know a lot of companies will claim users, but I mean, I've been around a long time. And I tell you what, I was carved out of the West. So whether it was Wyoming or it was the mountains of Colorado or it was the Western Plains of South Dakota or Nebraska, I have a lot of background in that area of just like real people hunting and really knew the demands and the needs of the consumer. So hence the formulation of 2-0 gear. So we're excited. We've done a heck of a job on product testing and fabrications and just dialing things in. Because Dan, as you know, a lot of people can create stuff, but creating a product, a finished product, and getting it from the 20-yard line in the end zone, that red area from the 20 down to the end zone, is tough from a fit and finish and function. And we've nailed it, and we're excited about what we have going on here.
Okay. Now, I'm going to throw a tough question at you, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, because I've interviewed a lot of clothing companies, gear companies on this show specifically, and they all say roughly the same thing as far as we've identified a niche and we feel we can attack it and find success in it, right? And now what we're seeing is there's a lot of companies like what you're doing out there right now. Okay. And so my question to you is, what do you feel, whether it's the gear itself or the process or the experience, what sets you apart from everybody else that's doing the same thing?
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel, because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Yeah, Dan, I think the first angle I'll take on answering your question is that we believe that simplified decisions for the consumer was important.
Yeah.
And I, you know, believe it or not, I know all the other guys out there, even the leaders of those companies. And one thing that I wanted to make sure we did is demystify the shopping experience for the consumer. So develop the right amount of silhouettes, if you will, or styles that doesn't make it like, man, there's 7 pants, there's 12 vests, there's 14 jackets. So what we really try to go after is the right amount of styles that actually work together to fill from an early season, you know, August 15th antelope hunt to the opening of elk, to the early season rifle elk in October, to the inclemency that you might meet in mid-October when it's snowing and you're trying to get out of camp. So we developed, I'd say, a simplified assortment with the right amount of styles and go from the hottest of conditions to when you're trying to stay warm and dry to survive. So I think the simplification is the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing I think we've done really well, Dan, and you know, I would tell you camel patterns are in the eye of the beholder, whether you like them or not. And I have certainly a lot of opinion. And I believe that we did a great job with our camel pattern, which in many cases, Dan, it really ends up defining the brand. You think about when Kuyu did their thing in Sitka, and I can take you back because I've been around a long time. I can go back to the original days where part of the success of those companies was less about the effectiveness of the camel pattern than it was the uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And we believe that our camel pattern really accomplishes 2 things. It accomplishes uniqueness. In other words, I want a different look. I don't want to be in that camp or the other guy's camp. It's too proliferated. I want to be part of a smaller camp. And I would tell you our Verse camo that we came out with looks great. So, you know, at the end of the day, people want to look sexy behind a critter or on a mountain vista view. They want to look great. And then secondly, which actually drives us even more importantly, is the impact and the effectiveness of the pattern. And we believe the Verse camel pattern looks great, but more importantly, from one of the DNA pillars of why we're doing what we're doing, is it's got to work. And we think we've done the right job from connecting the fashion element, we're going to call it what it is, to the effectiveness. And then to have a camel pattern that can work in the West from, you know, subalpine to alpine to plains, like what I was describing earlier about antelope hunt, and I was using it out in the plains, looks great. Dad was taking some pictures of me from afar. And to even, you know, at some point, some people are getting up in the tree and doing some whitetail hunting, which we're not there yet. You can definitely take us whitetail hunting, but it looks good in the tree as well. So I think the simplification, the camel pattern, and then, you know, we could get into fabrications and fit, which I'm telling you, it's easy to say, tougher than hell to do, to make sure when it gets on body, it fits and functions properly, and it's not going to let you down.
Yeah. One thing that you said that I personally like is, I'm the kind of guy who, when I go to a restaurant, if the menu is small and I have less choices, that's great. I don't have to sit there and go, what kind of hamburger do I want? There's 40 different hamburgers on this menu, so you got to read through all of them, right? I like going to restaurants that have like 10 options, and that's really it. And it better be good. It better be good if there's only 10 options. But I like those types of places. And I do agree with you where a lot of these companies have products where, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. A lot of companies will have a pant for this, a pant for this, a pant for this, or a shirt for this, or whatever the case may be. But there's so many options. When in reality, that pant would work in combination with a base layer, in combination with an insulation layer. So it's more about how you layer and less about what pant or what jacket you're wearing. It's about the layers that you're wearing in those scenarios. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Dan, that's right on. I mean, layering and is certainly the key. And layering for two reasons, not only from the simplification perspective, but, you know, moisture management is everything for being successful and keeping warm and dry. So certainly to the degree you can layer, put things on or take things off to scale with whatever demands that you're meeting, whether it's August 15th or a shitty snowstorm that you get into on the top of the mountain on October 15th. So that layering is definitely an important piece. And, it's cliche-est when people say less is more, but it is true, less is more. Mm-hmm. And the other fact about what is tough about less is more, it's tougher to do. Mm-hmm. Think about planning and going for your hunt here in a couple weeks. It's super easy to throw all the stuff in the bag, right? The tough part is when you're going to a fly-in trip and you have to say, I only can take this much. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. And just parlaying that into when we decided and we start building the assortment, actually less is tougher. Because you have to make sure those key attributes that you're going to face from early season to late season, you're able to address that. But I have a ton of respect for all the other brands that are out there doing their thing. I just think it's way tougher at a consumer level to make those decisions of what exactly do I need to buy. And at some point, it's kind of like your menu. It's like, you know what, just give me the special because, you know, this is just too much for me to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's consumers in the apparel world that just want it to be more simple.
Yeah. And I will say this. I've had my hands being in the position that I've been in, being able to go to the ATA show, having people send me gear, things like that. I've had my hands on a lot of equipment. And there are some things that look cool, but definitely don't perform. And I'll tell you this, man, I really do think that it sucks if people fall into that, hey, I want to look cool category to make their purchases, because then the next thing they know, they're getting out of their tree stand because they're too cold or they're too hot or it's raining. And as they're climbing down the tree stand, a deer walks by, or they're walking off the mountain and they hear an elk bugle and they're just like, dude, I can't go do it.
Yep. Well, you know, Dan, I would just tell you that our promise and what continues to drive us is the last thing you want to deal with is the variabilities of weather. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think whoever you take to the woods, whether it's your bow or your arrow or any other equipment you take, you don't want to have to think about failure. And I think the same thing in the apparel that you bring, because there's enough challenges out there where you're dodging cactus, you're coming upon landmines of does blowing up on you, you're battling other hunters out there, there's a limited amount of time that we have to go pursue our passion. The last thing I want you as a consumer to worry about is, am I going to stay dry? Are things going to perform? Is the material tough enough? Am I going to keep warm enough and be out there when I need to be out there to kill that critter? Mm-hmm. Or am I have to turn back and go back to the truck or camp because I don't have what I need? So, again, we're certainly passionate, committed, It will continue to build out the assortment. It'll be probably bigger as we go forward, but it's going to be very purposeful, and that's our commitment.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's one thing that I always think about, and that is, man, the different body types and styles. I'll say this, I'm bigger up top. I have broader shoulders. I have a thicker torso. I have a wider chest, and my legs are smaller. And then, but you got my brother, who we're pretty much the exact same person, except he's got a narrow chest and he's smaller up top, but he's got huge legs and like big calves and things like that. So with all the different body types out there, how does a company like Tuo say, all right, we need to design a garment that fits all those people?
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Yeah, it's, as you can imagine, mathematically, it's impossible, right? Yeah. I'll give you another simple example. Like when we fit hoods, like hoods are really important, fitted hoods to have that movement left to right that you need. And we have a couple of people that we use to try hoods on, and one guy's got a longer neck than the other. So one guy's saying, hey, this is kind of binding on me and pulling at the back, and the other guy says it's perfect. So, you know, I think it's a combination, just your experience based upon the body types you're fitting on it, mm-hmm. and you're trying to make the best decision for all. And then, you know, there's just situations where guys will have to, you know, they may have to grade up on a top and grade down on the bottom. So it's tough, but I think our overall sentiment with Tuo Gear was to make sure we had a more athletic fit. It's not a boxy fit, and it's not super athletic, but it's definitely more progressive. Mm-hmm. There's certainly a movement that we try to make sure, like pants are the greatest example. Like every time you lift your knees, there's potentially friction that's created. And with the friction or drag comes fatigue. So having pant fit right, where it's in the crotch right, it fits on the hips right, the articulation's right to make sure there's minimal fatigue or drag, if you will, that creates fatigue, that's probably where fit is the most important. Jackets are probably not as thin line from a design perspective as pants. And pant fit is tough because there's, you know, some guys will be like, yeah, this is just a little too athletic for me, or it's not athletic enough, not talking about Tuo, but just designs in general. So right. We definitely push the limit, and I'll tell you, it really doesn't matter what we believe, but the feedback we've gotten so far from the people that are using our gear that just aren't going to tell us what we want to hear and blow sunshine up our ass are like, you guys have nailed it. So I'm going to let the customers speak for it, and we'll continue to learn, Dan, as we go forward.
Yeah. Now, there's so many different materials out there that you can play with. You can design your own. You can interweave and or you could buy stock, or, you know, there's so much different types of material to play around with. How did you guys make the decision to go with the material that you went with in creating these garments?
Yeah, Dan, it's really, when we product brief or create a concept for any given style, we really go to the attributes first, whether it's got to have mobility, therefore it must have stretch. We want durability, or durability is not important. It's got to be, water repeller or not. So you take all those attributes, and I'm telling you, creating a pant and a jacket's easy. They're all the same, right? They have two sleeves and chest, and the pants have, you know, it's basic stuff. But yep. I'm telling you, what's not basic is, to the heart of your question, is fabric. So I would tell you, we're always fabric first, thinking about what are we trying to deliver, what's the right fabric. And then once you nail a fabric, then it becomes into the pattern development, yep. and the designs and the fits. So we look at so much fabric, Dan. It's nauseating to me. Because there's so much details within the details, a little spot on a spot, if you will. So it takes a lot of time. We just had a ton of experience, you know. It's not something you learn overnight. And I have a lot of respect for new brands that start up and want to fit a niche. Well, yeah, so do I. But to have the product development background and the years of calluses and hard lessons and relationships with key fabricators, if you will, textile companies, that's where I tell you the secret sauce is. And we've just been doing it for a long time and applying it to this niche of business and tool gear that we're excited about.
Okay. Why did you start off with the Western style?
Yeah, well, we believe the Western vertical is where we saw the most opportunity as it relates to all of the rest of the things that we do. And we believe that the Western styling, the versatility, and the layering concept that you even talked about earlier, I think it certainly is a great place to start, and where we believe the brand has the most opportunity to take market share. And really, I would, you know, my humble opinion, I think there's some tiredness, if you will, of looking like everyone else in camp. I mean, there's a couple of brands that certainly own a lot of backs today, and they've done a lot of great things. And I also think, though, at the same time, there's a lot of uniqueness with individuals. Like, I think there's a movement that people don't want to be defined by a brand. They want to be complimented by the brand. We're very subtle in our branding. We believe the camel pattern says a lot. And we want to be part of the journey. We don't want to define them. So we're not going to be beating on our chests and saying, look at me now. We just really are humbled to be taken along on any journey. So we believe the Western spot is a good place to start. And at some point, we'll do the Eastern thing too, the whitetail thing, because obviously from market share, you know, that's 80% of the market is the whitetail deer. So
yeah. What has been your feedback so far from customers?
Well, the couple of feedback, couple specific ones I'll bring up is just rock solid bulletproof. We had a couple of guys, actually two different teams of guys that went moose hunting this year. And as you know, moose hunting can be a very demanding pursuit. You can deal with a lot of inclement conditions. And one of the specific was just kept dry for 14 hours, you know. And when you have rain gear that actually keeps you dry for 14 hours, that's saying a lot about any rain gear, because inevitably, whether it's perspiration wetting you out or actually the bad stuff coming in. So I've had some really good feedback from a couple of groups of moose hunters. And then we've been in elk woods quite a bit, seeding product, getting feedback from key people we trust. And like, you guys have nailed it. And then certainly we've been testing the product for the last couple of years in our individual pursuits. So, you know, again, very early, Dan, on the journey. But I'm very happy about not only the performance of the gear, but the camel pattern and the pictures I've seen and people's testimony. Like, this looks great. And I've been watching my buddy on the side hill, and my goodness, it's just, you guys have nailed it. So that's early on. We have a lot of selling to do and a lot more to learn, but our learning curve is small here. And I think we're definitely on the target. We'll have to obviously improve things as we go forward, but we're excited where we're at.
Yeah. What does product testing look like for you guys?
You know, as many hours in the field, and really it doesn't have to be hunting time. Like, a lot of the product testing I do is working on my farm, whether I'm doing food plots or I'm bush hogging my clover plot, or I'm cutting down trees, or I'm working on my ATV, UTV, whether I'm climbing up in trees and limbing. So it's all any activity where I'm training my dog. It's all those hard use environments that I do more testing there than I do in the woods, because I think that is the ultimate test, is when you're doing just everyday hard work and blue collar stuff, is where I do a lot of the testing. And then certainly we have other advocates or other people that we use when they're out there scouting early season, when they're doing stuff in the mountains as well. So that's, I mean, at the end of the day, and that's a lot of, you know, you can do a lot of lab testing on abrasion resistance. There's also technical tests you can do in a lab to make sure that before we even get on body, that material actually, whether it's breathability, whether it's durability, abrasion testing, or it stretches. A lot of those things you can do at a fabric development level as well that, you know, starts before you even put it in a finished garment.
Yeah. What does 2-0 mean?
Yeah, so 2-0 has a couple of meanings. It's out backwards, which wasn't really the reason we did it. But one of the meanings of 2-0 is yours. Mm-hmm. And we were very passionate that this is not our brand, it's your brand as a consumer. So we really wanted to do what we could to put the consumer in the driver's seat. So we have a little John Deere tractor thing going too. And I use that as an analogy of John Deere has a bunch of smart engineers and they actually tell you what you should drive. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure a lot of consumer feedback that they get, I'm sure they get it, but they tell you. I think we've done a good job of balancing us putting the customer in the right scenario with the garments that we produce. But as we move forward, Dan, and as we did testing and product sessions with key people we trust, there's a lot of your in it. In other words, people that are out there doing it every day, whether it's guides and outfitters or key trusted people we've used to help this development process. So we want at the end of the day to make this brand about the consumer. Again, we want to be part of the ride. And we'll continue to take feedback from the consumers and really go where they want us to go. And so those are a couple of the meanings behind 2-0. And it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, the road less traveled. It's about the public land guy. It's a little bit about the anti-establishment movement that don't want to be part of a bigger conglomerate movement. And at the end of the day, it's sweaty backs and dirty hands and people out there doing it. So really real product for real people. You know, pursuing their passion in the outdoors.
Yeah. I'm looking at your base layers right now, and I see that they are all merino wool. Why did you guys decide to go with a merino base layer over synthetics?
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the good part of merino, the fit's great, and the stretchability and the conforming with your body's great. That's number one. Number two is it has great natural odor resistance to it. And Dan, I'm sure you've used a lot of merino. I mean, I was out my elk hunt last year and wearing the same piece of 2-0 merino, sweating for 10 days and doesn't stink. And then, you know, certainly number three is its ability to move with your temperature. So, you know, polys, early morning, they can have a kind of a cooling effect, or late in the evening, they have a cooling effect. Merino does such a good job, whether I'm fishing, you know, we've done product testing in merino in the fishing environment as well, where it's really hot, where you traditionally have some poly spandexes. And it's unbelievable how you think, man, this is way too, I would never wear merino when it's hot, but merino functions very good when it's hot. And then in the cool evenings, you don't have that cool down effect. It just rides with your body and you just don't have that sensation of material level. So those are the three reasons, the fit, the odor resistance, and how how it acclimatizes with your body. It's just really hard to beat. Even though it's more expensive than doing a poly, it just has really great overall performance with it.
Okay. Now, here's another kind of difficult question. Playing devil's advocate again, I've talked with, yep, like I said, I've talked with a lot of guys, and they've sent me their gear, and their merino wool, and I'm not saying all of them, I'm saying some of them that I've received, they are itchy, and they, yep, say they're soft, but they're itchy, and to the point where there was one day I was wearing a merino base layer top that I received from this one company, and it was so itchy. I was in the tree stand. I took it off and I was like, I can't wear this anymore. It's distracting. And so here's the question. Is your merino soft?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's great. You know, we use 18.5 microns. So, you know, not all merinos equal. You definitely want really fine merinos so you don't have that scratching effect, if you will, yeah, inside. So yeah, I mean, I think it's great on, you know, on skin. That's what it was designed to do. But you're right, Dan, not all merino is equal. And I think we've done a nice job of landing in the right spot with our merino.
Gotcha.
You know, the only other thing I would say about merino, and you've probably experienced this, Dan, it's not tougher than nails.
No, it's not.
At all.
Nope.
So, you know, there's a lot of fabric development we're doing. There's combinations of bringing a little bit more, you know, we bring nylon into some more merino to give it a little bit more durability. Mm-hmm. So, like one of our merino pieces, we use I think 10-12% spun nylon as well. So, trying to make sure that you don't defeat, if you will, that in the merino field, but yet give it a little bit tougher sort of face. So I think there's a lot more development as well as we go forward. Well, there'll be other combinations of merino. So
gotcha.
That's probably the biggest downside of merino, is just the durability. And some people just aren't smart enough to know if they go through a bush or something really bad that it will tear, and it's tough because it's expensive. So you have to be a little careful with merino too.
Yep. All right. Next question is about the garments that you brought to market. What was the decision to introduce, or to, when you launched the company, the garments that you had?
Yeah, I think it goes back to Dan. You know, when we talked about simplicity of the assortment, is understanding, because we've been there, understanding what it takes to hunt August 15th. And to know what it can look like in a moose hunt or a late season elk hunt, and know what you need from a thermal value and or element protection. So as we looked at the jackets and the pants, whether it's our early season merino pieces, or if it's our mid season soft shell pieces, or if it's our, you know, puffy jacket, or it's the ballistic rain shell pant and jacket. When you really think about that journey I described from August 15th to, you know, November, those pieces work together to really fulfill an experience. So that, and again, it was not easy. Trust me, there was a lot of kids that didn't get on the bus. Yeah. There's other silhouettes. We're like, man, we want to do it. And then, you know, it's also just being, you know, fiscally responsible as well. We're going to be here for the long term, and to make sure that we didn't get over the tip of our skis, and to make sure that we had a simplified assortment. So a lot of thought went into it, and even simple things, which ones have hoods, which ones don't, you know, which do we do quarter zip, half zips? Do we do full zips on the pant? I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, details within the details that I mentioned earlier that go into every piece of product we create.
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, eventually you're going to try to get into that whitetail market. Mm-hmm. What does that look like for you guys as far as products that you're going to bring to market?
Yeah, there'll be, you know, certainly late season whitetail. Definitely there'll be some things that we'll have to do there. I wouldn't, you know, and Dan, you know this, one of the attributes of the whitetail woods is what? Being quiet.
Yeah.
And having really soft face materials. Now you could hunt with us in the whitetail woods, not right now, early season, mid season, probably going late season with a soft shell. Personally, I'm not a huge soft shell fan in the tree. I like the durability. I like the windproofness of it. I like the water resiliency. I just like to be a little more whisper quiet, if you will. And as you know, when you get in the whitetail woods and you're sitting, and you know, you're going in early, like I was hunting Iowa 2 years ago, I think it was, yeah, 2 or 3 years ago, when it was, you know, 5 degrees on November 3rd, and you got to get in there early because you're not going to miss the morning hunt, and you want to make sure you're in the tree from 10 to 2, mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, now it's 2 o'clock, I got the evening run. I mean, keeping people in the stand versus in a non-moving situation to running up the mountainside to cut off the elk, they're just two different situations. And fabrications, silhouettes, insulation properties, face fabrics, I think when you get in the whitetail woods, I just put a different helmet on, because my experiences tell me we need to do a few different things as it relates to a whitetail assortment. So we have some, you know, We have a lot of ideas there, and it'll be great when we get there. But right now, it's about the Western Hunter. We'll find this. I mean, we got some guys already hunting whitetails with tool gear, which, again, at the end of the day, it's a top and a bottom.
Yeah.
I can go back to my early days of hunting on the White River in South Dakota, and I was wearing my cowboy boots with goulashes, snap goulashes, and an Oshkosh coverall with a cotton hoodie and a stocking cap and maybe some hot chocolate that my mom sent me. So it can be done. It can be done with anything. But I think dialing it in right now, keeping people comfortable, and really making sure that you're buttoned up is what we'll get the whitetail side when we go down that road.
All right. So here's the question, right? All these people now have listened to this podcast, and you know they maybe like what you've said. Why, compared to all the other brands that are available out there who are providing what, like currently it's Western, you know, elk hunting, mule deer hunting, those types of situations, they have other offerings. Why should they consider Tua?
Yeah, I think simply stated that, we're real people doing real things here, and we have a, you know, lifetime guarantee on our product. And I would tell you, if you're tired, if you will, of the commercialization of other guys out there, you're like, I want my own look. I want my own experience. I want to be part of a ground level experience with a new brand. And you're intrigued at all by the experience that we talked about today, how we do what we do. And I would tell you, if you like the camo pattern, which trust me, you will, and you think it's you, and we're fortunate enough for you to give us in your hard-earned dollars to be part of your journey, we would love and be humbled to be part of that. And I think we have a compelling story. We'll continue to dial in our assortment. The simplification, I think, Dan, would be another thing. If you just want simple and you want straightforward, you don't want a tough buying decision, and not worry about what camo pattern, which I love a lot of camo patterns, but you want a simplified experience, and you want, you know, garments that I can go west with or I can go east with. And I think we're a very simplified, yet very technical, well thought out brand that I would just tell you to check us out, be part of the journey, and know that your opinion counts, because at the end of the day, this is about the listeners and about their experiences, and we just want to be part of their journey. So help us build a brand. It's not easy building a brand, Dan, as you know.
Yeah.
You start out with zero customers, and you have to earn hard dollars that come out of someone's wallet. And we certainly respect the value of the dollar, and it's tough out there. And so buy gear that'll be with you for life and will perform and allow you to have success and never have to worry about being comfortable out in the field.
Yeah. As we wind down here, is there anything else that you haven't discussed or you haven't shared that we need to know about the product line or the company?
Yeah, I don't think so, Dan. Again, I think when consumers come to places that they're like, man, I like these guys. I kind of like what they're saying. I just understand that's a decision. You can go down the road of doing what others have doing, or, you know, have a choice and say, I want to be different, and I want to support what they're doing and support their passion for the outdoors. And we just won't let you down. So I'm excited as customer stories are flowing in this fall, and I'm seeing, you know, elk on the ground. I'm seeing moose on the ground. I'm seeing, you know, mule deer being killed. It's just neat to know that we're part of a story, Dan, that Hollywood could never dream up and never will dream up. And to be part of those experiences, and you know how it is when you're hunting with a buddy and you're like, can you believe that happened?
Yeah.
And I can't, you can never draw this up. I mean, just to be part of that story and know that you're part of the reason that success happened is just benefit enough. And so as those stories roll in, it's certainly cloud dad moments, if you will, that this game went from an idea into concepts, into finished goods, into marketing and naming conventions, and a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. And we're going to be here a long time. Trust me that. This is not a flame that's going to burn out. We have backing, and we have other things going on as well that allow us to continue to drive this brand forward.
Perfect. Well,
you need to get some stuff, though. Did we send you any gear yet?
No, you haven't. You have not.
Well, that seems like a problem. We're on a podcast today, Dan, with you, and you're going west, and you don't have any of your stuff. That's problematic. So we'll get you taken care of, though. I'm a big boy, and I take big boy comments, and Everything's not ever right for everybody. So love to get you in the gear, though, and be part of your journey, Dan. And I just wish you all the success as you go out west and go chase those mule deer around. It's a very depressing and yet elated moment sort of journey that you'll have.
That's a fact. Right now it's just depressing, but. Well, I tell you what, Aaron, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and talk to us about the product line and the company. And good luck the rest of the season, man.
Yeah, Dan, I appreciate it. Humbled that you gave us some time today. And I'll look forward to watching your storylines and your journey. And trust me, in the lows, I'll be with you. In the highs, I'll be with you. And I just wish you the best. And again, had a great conversation today. So, people want to check us out more, go to 20gear.com and message us if you have any questions. We'll respond to you and help you out with whatever you're fixing on going to.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.